أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والسماء ذات الرجع والأرض ذات الصدع إنه لقول فصل وما هو بالهزل إنهم يكيدون كيدا وأكيد كيدا فمهل الكافرين أمهلهم رويدا. صدق الله العظيم. From the beginning of the surah till the ayats that we discussed, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had taken the qasam of the appearer at night, and that is the star. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala also showed us our own weakness, how and from what we were created. And then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala concluded, إِنَّهُ عَلَى رَجْعِهِ لَقَادِرٍ. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has all the might to bring us back on the day of Qiyamah, and on that day then the secrets will be tested. Whatever man did not know, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will expose and test all of that. There will be absolutely no helper. We will have no ability at that time to do anything else. Here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala takes a qasam. And Allah says, وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الرَّجْعِ. Allah says, and qasam of the sky that is filled with rain. Raj actually means something that returns, the sky that returns. And how does the sky return from above us? Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala sends down rains from the clouds. So from above us these rains continue, but it is something that is always and ever continuing. One should not be mistaken with these type of ayat that now there is drought and sometimes there is no rain and sometimes there is an abundance of rain. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ لِيَذَّكَّرُوا. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala changes these conditions of rain so that man will be able to take heed. That all of this is in the hands of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. There's drought and then we get an abundance of water. Whilst we have an abundance of rain, other parts of our countries are still in drought. So all of that is from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to test man so that man will take heed. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala used to say that the amount of rain Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will send down has been determined by Allah, fixed by Allah. Then it is in the hands of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala that some places Allah will send down an abundance, some places Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala sends less, some places Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not send at all. That is all in the hands of Allah. So here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala used this word, ذَاتِ الرَّجْعِ. Raja actually refers to something that returns, that comes back. And like that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala shows us that there is never a shortage in the treasures of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. وَالْأَرْضِ ذَاتِ الصَّدَعِ. Thereafter Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala takes the qasam of the earth. The earth that has the ability to split. One that splits, and here the splitting of the earth refers to its ability that despite the fact that man will walk on this earth, heavy items may be pulled through the earth, but at the same time its ability that a seed germinates and then a little plant, a little stem shoots out from this earth, that ability of it to split so that vegetation can come out of the ground, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala takes that qasam. And then the statement thereafter, إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَصْلٌ. Surely it is a decisive word. This Quran is a decisive word of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, something that differentiates between the truth and the batil, the falsehood, something that shows us right from wrong, something that shows us what earns the pleasure of Allah and what earns the displeasure of Allah. If we look at the relationship and the correlation between the qasam and the statement of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, what would we find? That Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is showing us that from above us, Allah sends down the rain, and from beneath us, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala created in the earth the ability to split open so that the vegetations may come through the earth, like that Allah wants to show us from above us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the Quran within us. Allah has also created the ability, like how the ground has the ability of allowing the vegetations to come up within our hearts. Allah has given us the ability of the acceptance of the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the revelation of Allah, the acceptance of the commandments of Allah, and how the earth becomes filled with the vegetation. Our lives are supposed to become filled with the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the obedience of Allah, the a'mal that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us. Our lives are supposed to be filled with that. وَمَا هُوَ بِالْهَزْلِ. And this Quran is not a mockery, it is not something in jest, that it is not a joke that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down this Quran. It came with a definite message. And the definite message of this Quran is akhirat. The definite message of this Quran is Yawmul Qiyamah. The definite message of this Quran is Jannah and Jahannam. That is the definite message that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has come with. And Allah Rabbul Izzah says that this is not in jest, that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, or for that matter, Allah Ta'ala is just threatening us and nothing else will happen. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala makes it very clear. It is Qawlul Fasl, it is decisive, and whatever it speaks about is a reality and it is going to happen. And this onward journey will happen with every individual. Innahum yakiduna kayda wa akidu kayda. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the conditions of the disbelievers, those who oppose our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who oppose this message of Allah Rabbul Izzat. One was that a person does not accept, one is that a person opposes it, one is a person fights it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, certainly they are plotting their plans, وَأَكِيدُ كَيْدًا, and I am plotting my plan. In other words, they will try to oppose this message of Islam. They will oppose the Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They will oppose this deen of Islam. They will oppose the believers that are abiding by the commandments of Allah. But obviously their plans will not come to pass in totality. There will be no fruition of their plans. It will never ever be completed. Maybe from time to time there will be a little victories that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them and grant them, but in totality their plans will fail. فَمَهِّلِ الْكَافِرِينَ أَمْهِلْهُمْ رُوَيْدًا. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that grant respite to the kafirin. Everything and the decisions of Allah will not come down in one day, but give them respite. Everything takes time, and give the disbelievers respite. أَمْهِلْهُمْ رُوَيْدًا. Such respite that will be for a few days, and then thereafter it will be all over. We had seen this in the life of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the battle of Badr and many other battles thereafter. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had kept the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam dominant. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu.